Chapter 18. You can gradually change your vibrational frequency. Just because you make the decision to find a different thought, it does not necessarily mean that you can go directly to that thought right now, for the law of attraction has something to say about the thoughts you have access to from where you are. Of course, there's no thought that you cannot eventually have, just as there's no place that you cannot eventually reach from wherever you are, but you cannot instantly jump to a thought that has a vibrational frequency very different from the thoughts you are usually thinking. Sometimes one of your friends who is currently in a much better feeling place than you are may encourage you to stop thinking so negatively and to choose more positive thoughts. But just because your friend is there in that better feeling place does not mean that your friend can bring you there. For the law of attraction will not allow you to find a vibrational frequency that is far from the frequency that you usually sustain. And even though you do want to feel better, you may not feel that you can find the joyful thought that your friend wants you to find, but we want you to understand that you can eventually find that thought, and that once you have deliberately and gradually changed your vibrational frequency, you will be able to sustain that more positive position once you do achieve it. As you discover that you can always know the vibrational content of your being and can therefore always be aware of what your point of attraction is, you will then be in conscious creative control of your own experience. And once you understand that your emotions are giving you specific feedback about your vibrational content, then you can proceed with a deliberate and gradual adjustment of your vibration. Reach for the best feeling thought you have access to. Choosing a different thought will always produce a different emotional response. So you could say, I will deliberately choose my thoughts so that I can feel better. That would be a good decision for you to make. An even better decision, and really an easier one to make, is I want to feel good, so I'll try to feel good by choosing a thought that does feel good. If it's your decision to follow your bliss, and you've been focusing on a life situation that is nowhere near bliss, your decision to follow your bliss would be unsuccessful because the law of attraction cannot deliver a thought that holds such a dramatic vibrational difference. But if your decision is to reach for the best feeling thought you have access to, that decision can be easily achieved. The key to moving up the vibrational emotional scale is to be consciously aware of, even sensitive to, the way you feel. For if you're not aware of how you feel, you cannot understand which way you're moving on the scale. You could be turned around and on your way back to Phoenix and not know it. But if you take the time to consciously determine the emotion that you're currently experiencing, then any improvement in your feeling means that you're making progress towards your goal, while any intensifying of the negative emotion means that you're going in the wrong direction. So, a good way to feel your way up this vibrational emotional scale is to always be reaching for the feeling of relief that comes when you release a more resistant thought and replace it with a more allowing thought. The stream of well-being is always flowing through you, and the more you allow it, the better you feel. The more you resist it, the worse you feel.